Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning. I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today. Prime Minister says Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridors will have multiplier effect on country's economic growth. A record 7 crore 28 lakh income tax returns filed for assessment year 2024-25 till 31st July this year. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wins Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Lakshya Sen becomes first Indian male shuttler to reach semifinals of Olympics. And in cricket, first ODI between India and host Sri Lanka ends in a thrilling tie in Colombo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, ICAE, in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The conference is being held in India after 65 years. The theme of the six-day triennial conference, organized by the International Association of Agricultural Economists, is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. It aims to tackle the pressing need for sustainable agriculture in the face of global challenges such as climate change, natural resource degradation, rising production costs, and conflicts. The conference will highlight India's proactive approach to global agricultural challenges and showcase the nation's advancements in agricultural research and policy. We spoke to agriculture expert Dr. Sant Kumar Chaudhary about the significance of the conference.
This event is being organized after 65 years. This is a golden opportunity of our scientists when more than 1,000 delegates will be here to discuss about the problem, how to increase the productivity, how to increase the income of our farmers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridor projects at an expenditure of over 50,000 crore rupees will have a multiplier effect on country's economic growth and will boost employment opportunities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also highlights government's commitment to a futuristic and connected India. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects with a total length of 936 kilometers at a total cost of 50,655 crore rupees yesterday. These projects will improve logistics efficiency, reduce congestion, and enhance connectivity across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that these projects are in line with India's Vision 2047.
बहुत बड़ा एक फैसला हुआ है पूरे देश में 8 बड़े नेशनल हाईवे के प्रोजेक्ट्स जो कि एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड एक्सप्रेसवेज हैं कैबिनेट कमेटी ऑन इकोनॉमिक अफेयर्स ने प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की अध्यक्षता में अप्रूव किए हैं ये प्रोजेक्ट्स 935 किलोमीटर की टोटल लेंथ के हैं और इसमें 50,000 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा
Under these projects, a 6-lane Agra-Gwalior National High-Speed Corridor of 88 kilometers will be developed on Build-Operate-Transfer or BOT mode at a cost of 4,613 crore rupees. It will also include a 4-lane Kharagpur-Moregram National High-Speed Corridor. The 231-kilometer 4-lane access-controlled high-speed corridor between Kharagpur and Moregram will be developed in Hybrid Annuity mode or HAM at a cost of 10,247 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste from the 5th to the 10th of this month. Briefing media in Delhi yesterday, Secretary East Jaydeep Mazumdar said this would be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. He said that ever since Prime Minister Modi enunciated his Act East policy, the region of Southeast Asia and the Pacific has been a very special focus for India. He said all these three countries fall within the Act East policy. A record 7 crore 28 lakh income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for assessment year 2024-25 till the 31st of July this year. The Finance Ministry said in a statement that this is 7.5% more than the total ITRs for assessment year 2023-24 filed till 31st of July last year. An increasing number of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime this year. Out of the total ITRs of 7.28 crore filed for assessment year 2024-25, 5.27 crore have been filed in the new tax regime compared to 2.01 crore ITRs filed in the old tax regime. About 72% of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime, while 28% continue to be in the old tax regime. The filing of ITRs peaked on the 31st of July this year, with over 69.92 lakh ITRs being filed on a single day. The Election Commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, will be on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from the 8th of this month to review the preparedness of upcoming assembly elections in the Union Territory. During the visit, the Commission will meet all political parties in Srinagar. To review the preparations, meeting will be held with Chief Electoral Officer, State Police Nodal Officer and Central Forces Coordinator. The Commission will also review the preparations with District Election Officers and Superintendents of Police from all districts, the Chief Secretary and DGP. In view of the upcoming assembly polls in Maharashtra, the State Election Commission will hold special sessions to update voters' list. These sessions will be organized over two weekends, the first one on the 10th and 11th of August and the second on the 17th and 18th of August. Voters who wish to enroll themselves or those who wish to update their details, including photographs, can apply for the same during these special sessions. The Commission is also likely to make home visits to verify details and make necessary corrections wherever required. The Commission will also be accepting all such applications and objections online and in person till the 20th of August, with the final voter list set to be published by the 30th of August 2024. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. In Kerala, the search operations in landslide-hit Wayanad district will resume this morning. 40 teams of the armed forces, NDRF and other agencies have been deployed for the search operations, dividing the affected area into six zones. 14 bodies were recovered yesterday from the debris, including three from Edakkara and Ilambur in Malappuram district that were washed away in Cheliyar River. Over 300 people have reportedly lost their lives in the landslide that hit Wayanad on Tuesday. More than 2,500 persons have been accommodated in 17 relief camps. Meanwhile, the Cabinet Subcommittee camping in the region has appealed to the public to avoid visiting people accommodated in the relief camps. The centre has issued a fresh draft notification to declare over 56,800 square kilometres of the Western Ghats across six states as an ecologically sensitive area or ESA. These states are Gujarat, Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. The government has also invited suggestions and objections from the public within 60 days. People can email their suggestions and objections at esz-mef@nic.in. After declaration of ecologically sensitive area, there will be restriction on economic activities such as quarrying, mining, and large infrastructural development in these areas. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Central Maharashtra, Gujarat, Konkan, and Goa today. Orange alert has been issued for very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar and Northeast regions during the next 4 days. The IMD said the low-pressure area over Gangetic West Bengal and adjoining Jharkhand persists and associated cyclonic circulation in middle and upper tropospheric levels is likely to move west-northwestwards across Jharkhand, southeast Uttar Pradesh, east Madhya Pradesh and adjoining north Chhattisgarh during the next 48 hours. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Chair of Democratic National Committee Jamie Harrison announced that Ms. Harris has won enough votes from Democratic delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Kamala Harris was the sole candidate on the ballot for a five-day electronic vote of nearly 4,000 party convention delegates. She secured the support of 2,350 delegates. In Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen scripted history by reaching the semifinals in the men's singles badminton. He became the first Indian shuttler to enter men's singles semifinal in Olympics. Lakshya defeated 12th seed Chinese Taipei Shou Tianchen in the quarterfinals yesterday. More from our correspondent. If you believe that we can make some magic, say yeah. Yeah. We all
India had an eventful day yesterday at the Olympics, full of highs and one notable near miss. At the archery arena, India came the closest they have ever been to an Olympic medal in the sport. But the duo of Ankita Bhakat and Dheeraj Bommadevara fell short at the final hurdle, losing 6-2 to the USA in the bronze medal playoff to finish fourth after a commendable campaign. It's the second time India has come fourth in these Olympics and missed out on a medal by a whisker. There was a lot to cheer for from the legendary Eves to Manohar Stadium, where the Indian hockey team bested Tokyo Olympic silver medalist Australia in a brilliant performance. Riding on a brace by skipper Harmanpreet Singh, India eked out hard-fought 3-2 win. They had last beaten the Aussies at the Olympics in 1972. India will face Great Britain in the quarterfinals. Manu Bhakar is emerging as a legendary Indian Olympian in these games, and after a record-setting 2 medals has now qualified for the final of a third event, the 25-meter pistol. After these highs, there were a few lows from the athletics arena as star athletes Tejinder Pal Singh Tur in the shot put and Parul Chaudhary in the women's 5,000 meter could neither qualify for the finals. Today, India continue their quest for medals in shooting through Bhakar, Deepika Kumari and Bhajan Kaur in archery and Nishant Dave in boxing. Indian athletes will also be seen in action in golf and sailing. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting from Paris for Akashvani.
In cricket, the first one-day international match between India and host Sri Lanka ended in a thrilling tie at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing victory target of 231, India lost all wickets to level the score in 47.5 overs. Earlier, opting to bat first after winning the toss, Sri Lanka posted 230 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Second ODI of the three-match series will be held in Colombo tomorrow. A two-day Akashvani Music Concert 2024 will begin today in New Delhi. The concert will be held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jayatirtha Mevandi and Pandit Vishwamohan Bhatt will be performing at the concert. In addition to Delhi, the Akashvani musical concert is also being held in various cities including Hyderabad, Patna, Jammu, Shillong, Imphal, Cuttack, Bengaluru, Bhopal, Chennai and Ranchi on different days. Maharashtra Film Stage and Cultural Development Corporation Limited has invited entries from Marathi filmmakers for participation in Film Bazaar to be organized at the 55th International Film Festival of India. IFFI 2024 is scheduled to be held in Goa from 20th to 28th of November this year. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Saira. The Asian Age quotes the Apex Court in its headline. Didn't cancel NEET UG 2024 as no systemic breach, says Supreme Court. Supreme Court pulls up NTA, seeks steps to fix exam mess. Headlines, Hindustan Times. Death toll in Wayanad landslides crosses 300, writes the Statesman. The Hindu headlines, search continues amid fading hope in Wayanad, while the Pioneer says government issues draft notification to declare Western Ghats eco-sensitive. In some international news, the Pioneer writes, Air India cancels flights to Tel Aviv amid Israel-Iran tension. And the Pioneer carries an uncanny story. In a bizarre incident in Agra, a man in his mid-30s was attacked, strangled and buried alive by four men over a land dispute when a pack of stray dogs foraging for food dug up the area where he was buried and began biting his exposed flesh. The sharp pain caused the man to regain consciousness, who otherwise would have been suffocated to death. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today. Prime Minister says Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridors will have multiplier effect on country's economic growth. A record 7.28 lakh income tax returns filed for assessment year 2024-25 till 31st July this year. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris wins Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Lakshya Sen becomes first Indian male shuttler to reach semifinals of Olympics. And in cricket, first ODI between India and host Sri Lanka ends in a thrilling tie in Colombo. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.